when they were going to go into Eretz Yisrael, there was going to be a complete switch in the way Hashem was relating to them. Part of the Chiddush Meraglim was they looked at the two options. Right now we're in the desert and we're living in a miraculous way, above nature, no boundaries, complete relationship with Hashem, open. We didn't have to try that hard. We're here with Hashem. It's unbelievable. When we go into the Holy Land, Hashem's going to make us work the land. We're going to have Shemitah, Yovel, we're going to be Kurim. We're going to have to work the land. It's clear we're not going to be living in the miraculous way we have until now. In unbelievable high way which we are hugging in Hashem on a consistent basis. We're in the Nani HaKavod. Hashem's surrounding us. He's with us. He's holding us. Nothing to worry about. Why would we want to go into the land, said the Meraglim. And that they thought the point of life is to live with Hashem all the time. However, the slight point they were missing was that the goal of life is to make a Dirba Tachtoinim, is to make a place in this world for Hashem. That when you come into the land of Eretz Yisrael, you have the opportunity to take all the physical masks, the veils, the hiddenness, and bring out godliness. And that means every day in our lives, we see an unbelievable lesson that you can take your work, you can take your coffee, you can take your exercise, you can take your relationship with your family, and put spirituality into it. Inject the divinity into the mundane. Inject the infinity into the finite. And that was their mistake. So that's something we have to learn from. That in our lives, we can inject physicality with spirituality. We can turn the mundane into divine. That's the Koyach HaYisrael has. That's unbelievable.